Now we can start with the news. And Alison, I'll ask you to introduce the first group of stories.
We start this week with news of a revamp of St Stephen Street in the centre of Norwich. There will be more about this in readers' emails and in Information Desk. The coronavirus outbreak featured almost every day in this week's newspapers. The COVID-19 vaccination centre is moving from Castle Quarter to City Hall. A GP surgery has been criticised for stopping prescription orders over the phone because of the pressure of work. We have advice on what to do if you have to cancel your plans due to COVID. There will be more news of the impact on the NHS later, but first, here is Tim with the news about the roadworks on St Stephen Street.
Work is underway on the £6.1 million upgrade to a major city centre street. St Stephen Street in Norwich is undergoing a revamp which could take as long as 10 months as part of the Transforming Cities Fund improvements. The works has caused significant disruption to the city with many bus service changes across Norwich. Buses that normally serve St Stephen Street will instead serve Red Lion Street, Ramp and Horse Street, Castle Meadow and Norwich Bus Station. Once the works are completed, new sawtooth bus bays are set to make it easier for buses to pick up and drop off passengers. It's hoped that more space will be created for shoppers and those waiting to board buses, with new bus stops, seating and landscaping enhancing the area. Pedestrian links between Norwich Bus Station and the city centre along Queen's Road will also be improved following the pavement widening already completed in Surrey Street. The improvement work is part of the £32 million Transforming Cities Fund, which was awarded to Norwich in September 2020 and has been issued for a number of projects across Norwich.
The COVID-19 vaccination centre at the Castle Quarter Centre in Norwich is set to move to City Hall. The site, formerly the Mall's Food Court, was taken over as a vaccination centre in January last year. But now it is due to close and move to a new site at the headquarters of Norwich City Council on Sunday, January the 9th, with the entrance via Bethel Street. It comes after Castle Quarter bosses revealed that the food court will soon become an eclectic mix of international street food stands, as well as a live music venue. Mike Passfield, Clinical Operations Director for Cambridgeshire Community Services NHS Trust's large-scale vaccination centres, said, "We're incredibly grateful to the Castle Quarter Shopping Centre for letting us use their facilities and for the exceptional support they've provided since our vaccination centre opened. As a result, thousands of people have been protected against the COVID-19 virus, and we look forward to vaccinating thousands more at the City Hall."
Health bosses have defended the choice of a Norwich GP surgery to stop allowing prescription orders to be carried out by phone. In a notice issued to its patients, St Stephen's Gate Medical Practice said it was making the change as a result of the extreme workload the surgery and your pharmacy are experiencing. The digital leaflet said, "We encourage you to sign up for online services on our website and order directly from the surgery using the website. We do not take orders via the telephone line." But a patient at the surgery in their mid-60s, who wished to remain anonymous, said the decision showed an incredible lack of empathy, sensitivity and understanding about the capabilities and needs of its senior patients, many of whom do not have access to the internet because they don't understand it, can't use it or are afraid of it. They added, "I feel it's unacceptable to deliberately exclude many of their own elderly patients from accessing medicines by removing phone access to request them."
With coronavirus cases continuing to climb across Norwich, people have been forced to ditch plans at the last minute. consumer expert Martin James of consumer firm Resolver has an easy guide to your rights if an event is postponed or cancelled. He explained how in this rather complex day and age, there are alternative ways for folks to get money back. When you buy something from a business and click or confirm to commit, you're entering into a contract. And if the terms and conditions say you are entitled to a refund under certain circumstances, then the firm should honour that, he said. He added that when events are cancelled or rescheduled due to coronavirus or any other reason, people are entitled to a full refund. But things get a bit trickier when isolation is thrown into the mix. When it's not the company's fault, you don't have an entitlement to a refund, unfortunately. All you can do is see if you can negotiate with the company. If you get coronavirus and you've got some events on the horizon, try to sell your ticket back to the box office or ask if they will issue you vouchers. Martin added, but where there is a cancellation policy, then the fact of the matter is that they should be honouring these obligations. There's been a lot of backtracking from some businesses since lockdown, so arm yourself with a few screenshots, and if they still refuse a refund, threaten them with the small claims court. But some businesses will issue full refunds to their patrons if there are coronavirus complications. Norwich City Football Club has stated that it is able to refund the full price of a ticket to fans facing disruption. If someone tests positive in the run-up to a fixture, contact the ticket office at the earliest opportunity. Theatres, such as the Theatre Royal and the Madam Market, said that although they don't process refunds, they welcome attendees to exchange their tickets for future shows.